Welcome to Basic Gospel. We are here daily at this time to bring the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, personal, and essential. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Our purpose each day is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. So now it's time for you to call 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Call now. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. We do have open lines available right now at 1-800-677-9377. We would love for you to join in on today's broadcast. I was thinking, Richard, in light of the Supreme Court decision to overturn or strike down the Defense of Marriage Act a couple of days ago, you know, how we've lost, reliance upon the Word of God in this country. For some reason, this Bible has no relevance anymore as far as political decisions. At least it doesn't seem like it does.
Well, we as a country have just thrown it out.
Yes. And certainly I think we're seeing the same in Christian circles. You know, we're
unfortunately.
Not.
Unfortunately.
Yes. We're letting go of what was once a firm grip on the Word of God as our standard for truth. I've heard, you know, different pastors when asked, is Jesus the only way to salvation? They've kind of backpedaled a little bit and tried to soften their answers. You know, I've heard others say, you know, the Word of God was written, you know, back in the day by certain men to talk about certain things that were going on, you know, at that time, and things have changed, and we need to change with the times. And so we use this maybe as a framework and add to it and all of this. So for some reason, this Bible, as it stands, is losing relevance, but it's not supposed to. It's the most relevant book that's ever written. That's why it's timeless. That's why it's still today the best-selling book that's ever been written or authored. And it's, you know, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, if Christ hasn't returned, I think the Bible is still going to be the best-selling book. But we do need kind of a revival as far as clinging to it and tightening our grip on this Bible, not to worship the Bible, but for what the Bible brings to us.
Yes.
And that's a knowledge of truth. That's a knowledge of God as revealed in Christ Jesus, and equipping of us to trust him in day-to-day life. If, for any of us, if we're going through problems in life, if we have certain situations we don't know what to deal with, and if we had a personal conversation with God, I mean, he was just standing there right in front of us, and we could ask him anything, do you know what his answer would be? It would be, I've sent you Jesus. I am well pleased with him. Listen to him. Abide in him, trust him in this situation. That's your answer. How does that spell itself out in those situations? I guarantee you the Holy Spirit will map that out for us. But that's always the answer. Trust him. So it's relevant to us. It was relevant to them back in the day. It's relevant to us today, and it'll be relevant a million years from now.
Absolutely.
That's the power of the Word of God. Everything else will fade, but the Word of God stands forever. This is the word that was preached to us. This is the word concerning Christ that saves us.
Yes.
So let's talk about it. 1-800-677-9377. Let's start today in Corpus Christi, Texas. Lee, you're on the line.
Hey, it's terrific to talk to all of y'all.
Well, it's terrific to talk to you as well, Lee. Nice for calling. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You're certainly welcome. I have three points I'm going to make, and I can get them all in under 60 seconds, Bob. And point number one is I want to thank you for bringing me back to 1984 when I was originally saved, and that wonder and awe that only now have I gotten back because of how you've opened my eyes. That's true.
Well, thank you, Lee. You know, a lot of times we come to Christ and we're so excited and enthusiastic, and then we get caught up in, and other things, and, you know, I'm going to have to do this to remain a good Christian, and I'm going to have to do that to have others like me and accept me as a Christian, and we move away from the basic truth, the simple gospel, and when we do, we lose the joy of our salvation. And it's awesome when we can be brought back to that basic truth and have that joy restored, isn't it?
Yes, sir, that is true. And you nailed it right on the head. We get all caught up in all of the minutia and the intricacies of the Bible, and we lose sight of that awe and wonder that we originally were drawn to. And your message brings, I know it brought me back to that point. In fact, you've become my de facto church, just, you know, your ministry on the air. In fact, I began sending my contributions to you already. And the second point I want to make is people sometimes wonder about the totality of their salvation. And I was reading in Hebrews, and Hebrews 7, 23 through 28 should clarify that for anyone guessing if their salvation is temporary or permanent. Then I'll make my final point if you want to comment on that.
Well, that is the number one asked question on the broadcast is, can I know for sure that I'm saved? And how? How can I know for sure that I'm saved? And the Bible is very clear that Jesus' work was sufficient to save us completely, to save us totally. He doesn't give us a reprieve. It's not temporary. He doesn't attach strings to this free gift. It's just simply salvation. We go from death to life. His shed blood on the cross guarantees that transaction is an eternal transaction. So when we rest in that, then our hearts are assured, our minds are reassured, and we can approach God with confidence. So His salvation is complete, and those passages or those verses you mentioned in Hebrews 7 certainly nail down that fact.
They do indeed, Bob. They do indeed. And I'll make my final point so other callers can get on. And this, I think, is probably the heaviest thing I'm going to mention, and the callers will really, really appreciate this. Well, once you showed me that my forgiveness was complete, I no longer struggled with that. There were a lot of secret sins I had never confessed to the very people that I had offended, even though they were not aware of it. My wife, my employer, all these people, and other people as well. And it just gnawed at me and haunted me. And I would pray to God to get rid of this demonic influence so I could have peace, and it would not go away. And I'm going to tell you, all you people who hear this, it'll silence that permanently. If you go to these people that you've offended, you may think it's going to cost my marriage, my job, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's going to cost you money, maybe. But confess it, and don't minimize it. I mean, spill it out there, and you will forever be freed from these horrible, nagging, haunting memories of your sin. I guarantee it.
Well, that's what's happened to you, right, Lee? You've been able to let go of those things? And I think that's important. I think that's why the Word of God tells us to confess our sins one to another. We know that Christ has taken them away, so we know that He's dealt with them completely. And that grace in us moves us to deal with one another and to be truthful and to trust that God is big enough to work that situation to good. And all the things that we're so afraid of, I mean, oftentimes what keeps us from doing that is fear. You know, what's this person going to think of me? Is it going to cost me this? Is it going to cost me that? But when we put that aside and just step out in faith and speak truth, speak it in love, we see God do incredible things in that, not only in our own hearts and minds, but in relationships, and things turn out just immeasurably better than we could ever dream or imagine. So, Lee, I'm glad you're living out this gospel message. You've heard it. You've believed the truth that Christ has taken away your sins, that you have life everlasting, and now you're living it out, and you're seeing the benefit of it, and that can be described in one word, freedom. That's what you're experiencing, and it's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Oh, I'm telling you what. This freedom is exactly right. And Bob, I don't care what biggest evangelist or church a person could think of. None of it even remotely compares to the beautiful work you're doing for the people out here. I mean, nothing compares to what you do, Bob. I'm telling you right now.
Well, Lee, that's just the power of the gospel, just bringing it down it's very fundamentals, the basics, and letting the basics do its work in each of our lives. So, I'm so glad that this broadcast was there for you at your time of need. That the answers that you were seeking, God brought to you, and did a marvelous work in your life. That is so encouraging, and I certainly appreciate you calling the broadcast and giving that testimony. It's an encouragement to us, and I know it's an encouragement to other listeners as well.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you, and I won't take up no more of your time. You just remember, I love you, and I love all of you, all the other people there in the studio with you. I just love y'all, that's really all I can say. Any more words will just mess it up. I just love y'all to pieces.
Well, Lee, we feel the same way. Love you as a brother in Christ, and maybe look forward to the day that we can meet face to face.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. God bless, Lee.
And one of the things that Lee said, in fact, everything Lee said, applies to us as much as it does to the people we're talking to. We can't say the things we say because we stuck a coin in a slot and got an answer out. We've been through this stuff ourselves. And we constantly go through this. We have to remind ourselves of the gospel and what Jesus has done, because, you know, here at a ministry, there are hard days. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we don't. We hurt each other, we have to confess to each other. It's just real life. And that's the incredible power of this. It's not that we're magic. It's just that we know that Jesus works.
Yes, indeed.
And we've literally bet the farm on it.
Yes, indeed. Well, I love what Lee had to say, that the radio broadcast met him at a point in his life, a point of need in his life, brought him the answers that he was seeking. And that's why we ask people to support what we do. We're not asking people to support us. We're asking people to invest in the lives of folks like Lee. Mm-hmm. Man, there are people out there who are burdened down by guilt who want to be set free. There are people out there who are dead spiritually. They're going through the motions, but nothing seems to work. They're looking for something real in life, something that is lasting. That's the gospel message. And radio can deliver that and does so in a very powerful, personal, and intimate way. So when we ask you to support what we're doing, we're asking you to invest in the power of the gospel. We're asking you to invest in the lives of people out there just like Lee. And certainly at this time, we have a financial need. Mm-hmm. We're about $75,000 behind budget for the first half of the year. We'd like to bridge that gap. So if this ministry has touched your life, if this ministry has been a blessing to you, will you bless this ministry by making a contribution today? You can do so by going to our website, realanswers.net. Just click the support link there. Follow the instructions, make a contribution, or you can call our toll-free order line, 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828. Billy is standing by. Jeannie is standing by. They would love to talk to you, and I guarantee you, you'll love talking with them.
Yes.
They are two of the sweetest ladies you will ever meet and ever have the chance to talk with. So call 1-800-727-2828. Just let them know that you would like to help at this critical, urgent time as far as the ministry is concerned. Well, let's go to Vivian in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening to us on WWNL. Hi, Vivian.
Hello. I'm ashamed of my problem. I'm a mental health patient. I've been mentally ill most of my life. And in the last 7 years, I have a problem where I insult the Lord and also other people that I love. It's only people that I love that I insult. And I apologize to the Lord all the time, but I can't seem to get rid of this problem, and my therapist said I was treated so badly by people that I have brain damage, and that's the cause of it. Can you help me?
Well, Vivian, we will, sir, try to point you in the right direction, at least give you a measure of hope in your situation. We all get insulted by others, and we all insult and injure others. That's just part of life. That's just part of being human, and we do that because of sin. Adam and Eve chose to eat of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. They chose to live lives independent of God, their creator. That was sin, and that damaged all of us. We all come into this world as sinners, separated from God. So our natural way of doing things is to insult, to injure, to bring pain and suffering in other people's lives and in our lives as well. But then the gospel of Jesus Christ touches our hearts, touches our lives, and we're changed. We go from death to life. That's what salvation is, Vivian. It's going from death to life. And then Jesus comes to live inside of us through his Spirit. And there, at that point, there begins a renewing of the mind. Our minds aren't saved. It's our spirits that are saved. The soul will be saved, and that's a process. And that process is called the renewing of our mind. So God wants us to start thinking differently. God wants us to start seeing people differently. God wants us to start seeing this world differently. But that takes time, and that happens as we get connected to him through his word, trusting the Spirit of God to do his work in us. And as we see that transformation, that renewal take place, then we will start seeing our actions change, and that we can actually start loving people, encouraging people, building people up. And so, Vivian, where you need to be in this process is in a state of dependence upon Jesus Christ to renew your mind. And like I said, it's not a magic wand. It's not something that happens overnight. We're all in that process. We're all being renewed by God's word, by God's Spirit. So you need to say, Lord, I want to be in that process, and I want to see the tangible evidence of that. I'm assuming that you have come to know Christ personally. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you know that you've been born again of the Spirit of God?
Yes, I will never lose that because of this, will I?
No, Jesus' work guarantees your salvation. When he saves you, Vivian, he saves you completely. That's his promise, and he's also promised to never leave you nor forsake you. Now, you're under medical care, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you keep, listening to what the doctors have to say. You know, a lot of times there are folks that will think, you know, if I'm truly walking by faith in Jesus, I don't need the advice of doctors anymore, but the fact of the matter is they've been advising you, they've been treating you. You don't want to walk away from that treatment cold turkey. That could be very damaging. So what you want to do in the meantime is find a Bible if you don't have one and allow God's word to start taking root in your heart and soul, okay?
Okay.
Well, let me do this, Vivian. I've got a book called Love Is. I want to send it to you. That book is all about how God loves you right now, how he demonstrates that love to you. And if you will let the love of God grip your heart, you're going to see changes take place, okay? So let me put you on hold, and we'll send you that book.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for your call, Vivian, and you stay in touch with us, okay?
Okay.
You hold on. Let's go to Paul in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, Paul.
Hello, I'm glad to talk to you again.
Nice to hear from you.
It's been a while.
There's people that think if you don't know the time and hour that you're saved, you're not saved. But I think the Bible teaches that for the elect, before they're even born, they're saved. But they go through a time when they're just like the world, and they become holy. They're not holy right away. Am I right to say that? Become holy.
Well, again, that's part of that transformation as far as in our minds and in our behavior. But when we come to Christ, the Bible says that the blood of Jesus has made us holy once and for all. So once we're set apart for God's use, and that's what it means to be made holy, to be set apart, we're set apart forever.
That's true. I know that.
Okay, so it also says in I think, 1 Corinthians, that we've been washed, we've been cleansed, we've been sanctified. It's a past tense deal. Now, as we renew our minds, as this Word of God starts to change the way we think, we see the truth of what God has made us being lived out now in these souls of ours and in these bodies of ours.
Right. That's true. Well, aren't the elect saved, though, before they're even born? Christ has them on his mind, or God has the elect on his mind even before you're born. But there's a time when you're just like the world.
Well, God certainly knows whose are his. No question about that, but there is a point in time that we experience new birth. Just as we experience physical birth, there was a point in time for that. There is a point in time when we go from death to life. It's that point when this message of Christ, the fact that he's our Savior, the fact that he saves us through his death, burial, and resurrection, makes sense to us. Our hearts respond to that by faith. We are born again. Now, we may not be able to pinpoint that exactly, but I think we will know kind of the general vicinity of that. We can say on or about this certain date and time is when the gospel became real in my life.
I think it was pretty much when I first got married, I could see that.
Yeah.
I have to start living a different life. Because I know when I was single, I was just like the world and didn't seem to bother me at all. But as time went on, I realized, hey, I sinned terrible against God, and he'll forgive me if I just ask for forgiveness. And that's the way I think.
Yeah, you came to him by faith, and change took place, didn't it?
That's right. You bet.
Okay. Well, Paul, it's nice to hear from you today.
It's nice to talk to you guys. And like you first stated that our nation is going really, they don't even seem to know the Bible. Like, same-sex marriage is definitely against the Bible, and abortion is against the Bible, but our nation seems to have no problem with that.
Yeah, disregard what truth is so that we
can
do what we want. Well, Paul, thanks for weighing in on today's broadcast. We certainly appreciate
it. Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining us on today's edition. Thank you to Lee, Vivian, and Paul for joining us on air. Want to remind our listeners of our financial need. We certainly need your help right now. It's urgent. It's critical. Give as generously as you possibly can. And just to show you the impact of your gift, a gift of $35, say you decide that I want to make a gift of $35, that reaches 100 people through this radio broadcast this month. So your gift has significance.
Yes, it does.
So we need your help. We need it right now. Call 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828, or visit us online at realanswers.net. That's realanswers.net. Click the support link. Make a donation, reach 100 people, 200 people with the good news that Jesus Christ loves them. We'll see you next week on another edition of Basic Gospel.